All right, let's go to our next. Joseph writes in about the Jackson State demonstration for us and wanting to get my thoughts. And am I going to attend? It was this past Monday when I was in Sacramento, a walk in the forest. Joseph, I just want to give you my opinion as you had asked. Look, here's my bottom line on the Jackson State demonstration for us. And obviously, I look forward to hearing from any and all of you. Number one, I believe that the model for the Jackson State demonstration force is antiquated. Number two, in these modern times, I'm not exactly sure what the force is demonstrating to the state of California. Number three, I firmly believe that the Jackson State demonstration force must have a focus on climate and fire resiliency, which currently it does not have a significant focus on those two critical issues that are impacting our community and our planet. And I am a firm believer that this state needs to advance a revamp of the management plan early. So we already know that the Department of Natural Resources for the state of California will move up the review and revamp of the management plan 5 years early. It's actually going to kick off this year. And I'm also a firm believer that we need to have an interim plan, because to complete that management plan starting this year, it's going to probably take 24 to 36 months to be able to complete. So I believe that we need to have everything on the table for this interim plan. We need to have a serious conversation about what we want the future of the Jackson State Demonstration Force truly to be. And candidly, it's beyond time. I'm grateful to so many in this community who have stepped up. Chairman Hunter, by the way, being the leader on this issue. And I look forward to robust dialogue as we move forward. I'll just be honest, I'm a firm believer that we shouldn't be cutting these large trees in the Jackson State demonstration force any longer. And I will tell you that the Natural Resource Agency is working hard on this issue. I want to say how grateful I am to Secretary Crowfoot, who is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the state of California. He has involved himself through thick and thin on this issue. He's meeting with us collaboratively, working with CAL FIRE in this issue. And I don't mean to be coy, but I believe I can say with authority, there is more to come in the coming weeks. But I believe that everything should be on the table, especially with this interim plan that would be the bridge to what a larger revamp of the management plan will look like. That's my personal opinion. More to come, I promise you on that. But I wanted to turn it over to the supervisors if they have anything to say on the Jackson State demonstration force.
Well, I would just add, you know, I want to thank Senator McGuire for his leadership on this and many other issues. And that's along the lines of what the Board of Supervisors requested. At least specifically, we were requesting that the state take a look at the management plan as it relates to climate change and carbon sequestration and also fire resiliency. So it was a unanimous vote to ask them to relook at the plan with those two issues in particular in mind, and a consultative process with the tribes. And it sounds like that's what's underway. And I appreciate that update, Senator McGuire.
Absolutely. Supervisor Hatcheck.
And I'll just add that part of our resolution was that we were going to be more involved. The County Board of Supervisors was going to be involved in the Jackson Advisory Group. And so that's a group that looks, you know, at the timber harvest plans, at the big picture plan for the Jackson State Demonstration Forest. So we hopefully that will happen soon, because I guess they're in a transition in Jackson State, and the board will be involved.
100%. Thank you so much, Supervisor Hatcheck, Supervisor Jurdy, on that issue.